In accordance with popular demand, I decided that today's video should be on pot, otherwise known as cannabis or marijuana. Cannabis has been used as a spiritual drug since 2000 BC. It's been used as a spiritual drug because it's a psychoactive drug. What a psychoactive drug is a drug which alters your state of consciousness. By altering your state of consciousness, it enables you to get outside the restriction of your limited perception, to expand your consciousness beyond the three-dimensional reality. All plants possess unique energetic frequencies, and those frequencies can teach a new way of thinking and a new way of being. Cannabis teaches a great many things, including the path of least resistance, oneness, surrender, release, letting go, inhibition, the present moment, levity, communion, allowing, the impermanence and illusion of the physical dimension, the frailness of boundaries, the illness of control, the fear resident behind the bold, confident mask of the ego, and effortless being. People react differently to cannabis. That's because people hold different vibrations and different vibratory rates. When a person with their unique vibration shares the space with a cannabis plant, the person's vibration has to match the frequency of the cannabis plant. Otherwise, they can't share the same space. In shamanic tradition, these plants, including cannabis, were seen as gatekeepers or tunnel guardians between realms. This matching of frequencies or resonating between the person and the plant is called friending. You friend the plant so that the plant can allow you to pass between realms. This resonance effect is drastically increased when the medicine is ingested. The vibrational resonance causes a cascade of physiological reactions to occur, most especially the inhibition of neurotransmitters. It inhibits the brain from functioning at normal capacity. This provides a great deal of relief to many people who are bombarded by their own resistant thoughts. The brain is a transceiver of information that is designed to create the illusion of a static third dimension. When the transceiver is affected or inhibited by certain drugs, the illusion of the physical dimension begins to dismantle, and a person can feel or see beyond this dimension into other dimensional realities. It may also enable a person to allow more of his or her own pure being to be fully present and unrestricted. So why is it that people react differently to the plant? There's two main reasons. The first reason is that your vibratory rate may be higher or lower than cannabis. If your vibratory rate is lower than the vibratory rate of the cannabis, it's likely that when you ingest cannabis, you will feel better. Because it will cause you to increase your frequency, you will experience that calm euphoric feeling that we associate with pot. If, however, your vibratory rate is higher than pot, then most likely when you ingest pot, what's going to happen is that you will experience a decrease in vibration. You'll experience paranoia and other unwanted side effects. The second reason is because cannabis is highly reactive to intention. Cannabis enhances the truth of this universe, which is that intention directs energy. Intention creates your reality. If you do not set an intention before you go into the experience of ingesting cannabis, then what's going to happen is it's going to respond to the intention of your subconscious. So let's say that your subconscious has a desire for you to know something which is buried in the subconscious. Or let's say that the subconscious fears the loss of its own boundaries. If that's the case, when you ingest pot, you are not going to feel a euphoric feeling. Instead, you're going to feel the surfacing of your subconscious fears and resistance. The number one benefit of cannabis is that it helps people to release resistance. It is perhaps the very best spiritual drug when it comes to helping with this release of resistance. It disables the brain from focusing on the thoughts, which cause the body to exhibit a stress reaction. This is why it is so effective at reducing stress, and this is why it is so effective for the use of pain management. Pain is a symptom of resistance. By causing a person to release resistance and flow downstream with life, a person is free to be who they really are. more of their true essence is present in the absence of resistance, and this is why people often undergo such intense spiritual experiences while under the influence of cannabis. This is also why it is used recreationally. As a spiritual teacher, I can't fully support or fully condemn the use of cannabis versus the non-use of cannabis, because whether to use or not use is not a black and white scenario. It's a gray scenario. It's a case-by-case scenario. I also can't completely condemn the use of pot, because all plants are teachers. If a person tries to escape the resistance by using cannabis, all they have learned is to be dependent in a powerless way on the particular drug. All that has happened is that they have learned that they need that in order to release resistance. Cannabis may enable us to break free of the illusion for a minute to see what is beyond this dimension, but it does nothing to teach you how to get there organically. It has not taught you how to get there without the use of that crutch of the particular medicinal. This is the number one reason why I don't support the use of cannabis overtly in spiritual practice. It's because all too often there is no organic experience of accessing dimensions beyond this dimension. More often than not, when people experience breaking outside this dimension with the use of cannabis, that becomes their only way of accessing dimensions other than our dimension. It becomes their only way of releasing resistance. This facilitates a very unique type of powerlessness. The feeling state of the experience becomes an addiction, and the more subtle transition of increasing one's vibration and altering one's focus so as to facilitate an organic shift in consciousness no longer registers as a special and noteworthy experience when compared with the intensity of the radical break from reality that is caused by cannabis. So the drug itself becomes the only access to spirituality. The drug itself becomes the religion. Pot is absolutely an addictive substance. We need to change our criteria of what is addictive. What it means to be addicted is to be powerlessly dependent on something else to induce a feeling state within you. If you think that pot is necessary for you to achieve a certain level of awareness or a certain level of feeling good, then you are absolutely addicted to pot. And to become addicted to cannabis is to shortcut your own expansion. Stress and resistance exist for a reason, to teach you about yourself and to fuel you in the direction of your own expansion. When you feel resistance creeping up in your consciousness, there is always an aspect of yourself that needs to be examined and shifted, and there is always something that is being desired. If you escape from that feeling by using cannabis, you will forego the opportunity to examine and shift the root of that resistance, and when the effect of the drug wears off, you are right back to where you were, having improved nothing long term. In this way, cannabis prevents learning. Also, with a decrease of resistance, you will see a decrease of desire simultaneously. And when you decrease your level of desire, the physical reaction to that decrease in desire is a decrease in dopamine levels in your brain. Dopamine is responsible for your motivation response. This means that when the dopamine levels decrease in your brain as a response to the reduction in your desire level as a response to the marijuana or pot, you are in essence making yourself apathetic. You cannot have intense levels of motivation with the presence of cannabis in your system. It's also why I wouldn't support the use of any recreational drug of any kind. I'd rather help somebody change the conditions in their life that are making them want to escape their life with drug use than enable somebody to escape their life by using some kind of a drug. That being said, we create our own reality, and when people are in chronic pain or when people are chronic worriers, an interesting thing happens. Certain kinds of pain and worry inhibit focus, and especially positive focus, to such a degree that a person cannot learn and cannot get out of the downward spiral of negative reality creation. If a person is incapacitated by resistance, which is the case when chronic illness has caused chronic pain to occur, or when someone is a chronic worrier, cannabis may in fact be the very best tool that a person can use to enable themselves to release enough resistance to come back into alignment. When this is the case, a person's vibration is so low that the cannabis is able to help a person distract themselves long enough to release enough resistance to be able to face and explore their own resistance and therefore shift that resistance. But cannabis should never be treated as a long-term solution to resistance. We need to find the root of our resistance and pull up that root if we want a long-term solution to resistance. As many of you know, the legalization of pot is a big issue in today's society. Some people see pot as a gateway drug, which is going to put our youth at risk, of course, for using even harder drugs. Other people don't believe in condoning any kind of drug, recreational or otherwise, and see the legalization as us condoning the use of those drugs. I've been asked again and again to present my opinion on the legalization of pot, so in today's video, I'm going to let you in on my opinion. In my opinion, making something illegal fuels the use of that substance much more than making it legal does. The reason is, humans are not addicted to substance as much as they are addicted to freedom. If you make something illegal, then a person now has the opportunity to exercise their free will. When we are breaking rules, we have the opportunity to feel more free, and that becomes its own kind of addiction. Besides, prohibition never did anything to restrict the use or sale of illegal substances. It simply makes the trade more life-threatening for both sellers and users. Also, in my opinion, the government has no right to tell people what's right versus wrong when they have demonstrated again and again their overt inability to decide what is right versus wrong, which is evident by the fact that they think that it's appropriate to go to war. In my opinion, people can and should be trusted to do what is right for themselves personally rather than be told what is right by an external organization. As a side note to that, I would hope that our government has better things to do with its time than to prosecute people for trying to find relief, which is exactly what people are trying to do when they are taking any kind of drug. Legalizing marijuana would also reduce the amount of smuggling which we experience in this country. If we reduce smuggling, then we're reducing the amount of American dollars that are going towards fueling criminal international markets. Even though it is a major money-making business to fine people for illegal drug use, in my opinion, we're missing a major opportunity to make even more money by taxing pot. If we legalized and taxed pot, we may not have to shut down so many beneficial programs due to the government's embarrassing financial mistakes. And lastly, I believe that rules in general prohibit people from listening to their own emotional guidance system, and because of this, they prohibit people from discovering right and wrong within themselves, and because of this, they disallow people from experiencing an organic sense of morality. It is a sad day when an external government replaces internal self-governing. Cannabis should be seen as what it is. It is a tool. It is a tool that is in no way necessary for your spiritual expansion and for spiritual awareness. It is a tool that can enhance your spiritual awareness and spiritual practice, but it should no way be a replacement for the organic experience of naturally increasing your level of self-awareness and organically experiencing spirituality as a result of altering your consciousness intentionally. And as a side note, you don't have to ingest pot in order to learn from its beneficial teachings. After all, you don't have to smoke mead to learn from me, do you?